The five petitioners representing towns across the Granite State argue that the House plan is too rigid in its interpretation of the U.S. Constitution's one man, one vote clause. A lawyer for the petitioners, Martin Honigberg, says that a looser interpretation is not only legal, but required by an amendment to the New Hampshire Constitution.
In 2006, the people of New Hampshire spoke very clearly. They wanted as many districts as they could possibly have, with as many people represented by someone who comes from their own community.
An attorney for the defense, Dave Vicinazzo, says lawmakers did the best job possible with the dueling constraints of the state and federal constitutions.
So the question is, ultimately, did the legislature strike the right balance here? And I'm confident that the legislature's plan will be upheld.
Vicinazzo says with elections coming up this fall, he expects a quick ruling from the court. For NHPR News, I'm Sam Evans-Brown.